how did this all come about?
Well, I've always been interested in doing sport, and I've been doing triathlons for a number of years, and I felt like I needed to change, to take a break from triathlon and go back to my first love of running. So I watched a documentary on the Emirates flight actually a few years ago, which showed these people crossing the Sahara, and it inspired me to do the same.
And how's it all going, like the preparations?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, the support I've been having from everyone's been fantastic. I have a great coach, Marcus Smith, who's been giving me lots of help in my physical and mental preparation. Lots of friends and family that have been, you know, giving me lots of encouragement. And the fundraising's been brilliant. We've smashed our original target, and we're getting close to meeting our new target fairly soon as well.
Which is?
Well, we're looking at raising $7,500 Australian, and as at today, we're about $6,800 already there, which is fantastic. And every bit helps. Every 5 dirhams, 10 dirhams helps, because you know it helps go towards providing awareness, particularly to even teenagers, teenage depression, providing support networks to family and friends who are also affected, and also looking into medical research as well.
Now, back to the training schedule. Just tell me how punishing it's been.
It's actually not been as bad as I thought. It's been a lot of strength work. So my coach has been focusing very much on getting me strong in my legs and my core, because I'll be carrying all my own equipment across the desert. I'll have to carry a backpack, which will be approximately 8 to 10 kilos in weight. And so it's been a lot of focus on getting me strong in my back and in my legs and my stomach as well. But also mixed in with that is a mix of runs as well. So some longer runs, and runs in the heat in particular in this part of the world. Since I'll be running in the desert, it's a good training ground in Dubai.
So what do you expect of the terrain?
It's going to be a mix of terrain. It'll be a mix of soft sand, like talcum powder. There'll be sand dunes, and there'll also be rock and compacted ground as well.
Okay, so when does it actually start? How long does it take? And what condition do you think you're going to be in at the end of it?
Well, I'm hoping I'll still be standing up when I finish. It's going to be 7 long days in the desert. It's a staged race. So there's a marathon a day for the first 4 days. And then on the 5th day is 80 kilometres. And the last day will be approximately 10 kilometres coming into the pyramids in Cairo. So I'm looking forward to that. And there's some amazing scenery out there. There's an area called the Valley of the Whales. So it's this area of desert that used to be an inland sea, and there's these huge whale bones in the middle of the Sahara. So that will be incredible to be able to see that.
I hope we'll be getting tweets of all these pics.
I'll be tweeting, I'll be taking lots of photographs, blogs, and lots of updates on my Twitter account and so on in the lead up to the race.
Fantastic, thank you very much.